mammals are superior, we confidently state. But there are some criteria by which we're second rate. For arum and pleurotic roots can't make glyoxylate, and so we fall flat at turning a fat into new carbohydrate. For gluconeogenesis we must make PEP, and pep carboxykinase turns C4 into C3. But oxaloacetic can't be made so easily, acetyl-CoA in the TCA ends a CO2 set free. But humble tetrahymena or leaf or oily sea can manifest a pathway that is elegant indeed. To new enzyme activities, equip them to succeed at turning with style or spare acetyl to the sugars that they need. The pathways compartmentalized twixt metabolic homes, involving mitochondria and the peroxisomes. The microbodies otherwise, or else glyoxysomes. But first we must start with the mito part as fat oxidative zones. For beta oxidation there yields acetyl-CoA, which joins oxaloacetate, the condensation way. An isocitrate soon can leave, exchanged for malate, say. But citrate, as well as we'll shortly tell, has an export role to play. Isocitrate meets one enzyme we've not met before, a lyase that can split C6 to C2 plus C4. Glyoxylate plus succinate, of latter we'll hear more. But glyoxylate has a novel fate that firstly we shall explore. We're beta-oxidizing, so we've acetyl-CoA exported from the mitos in the form of citrate, say. The C4 from the cleavage going back the other way. And now is the time for a new enzyme, its synthetic part to play. The enzyme's malate synthase, and that's just what it can do. Glyoxylate plus acetyl is simply 2 plus 2. The product is thus malate, and it should be clear to you that we've now achieved what we said we need, an antipyrotic coup. The whole reaction balance sheet we now can simply state. Two acetyls have entered plus oxaloacetate. The product is one malate and a mole of succinate. So we've more C4 than we had before, which is cause to celebrate. The C4 acids give rise in the usual kind of way to oxaloacetic by the citric cycle, say, which can keep the pool increasing with more acetyl-CoA, or give Oblast net synthesis of glucose shout hooray!